Hey everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be zeroing in on something super important, mental health care. But like with a local twist, you know, specifically what you need to know when you're looking for help right here in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, interesting.
So to help us unpack all of this, we're going to be looking at some insights from Davenport Psychology.
Hi.
They've got this great excerpt on their website that's all about, well, kind of sets the stage, right? It's like, imagine you're feeling super overwhelmed or you're hitting some snags in your relationship.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin?
Great.
So we're going to dive deep into the benefits of choosing a psychologist to, you know, help you navigate through all of that.
I think that's such a great topic because, you know, just that whole process of choosing the right person to talk to can be so overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when you're already feeling vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So you're not at your best.
Exactly. Yeah. So Davenport Psychology really highlights working with, like, specifically psychologists, right?
Yeah.
What in their approach really kind of jumped out at you?
Well, I mean, one thing I noticed right away was just this emphasis on evidence-based techniques, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Like, it wasn't just about, like, you know, having a nice chat with someone.
Right.
They were really grounding their practice in solid research and proven methods, which I think is really important.
Yeah. So for our listener who maybe hasn't heard that term before.
Great.
What does evidence-based actually mean? And like, why should they care?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's all about accountability, right? Evidence-based means that the treatments they're using have been like seriously studied and shown to actually work.
Okay.
You know, it's like, think about medications. You wouldn't want to take something that hasn't been properly tested.
Right. Yeah.
So it's the same with therapy. You want to make sure you're not just getting someone's opinion, but you're getting methods that are backed by science. You know, there's data behind it.
So it's not just like a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Right. Exactly.
There's actual research backing this stuff up.
Exactly. It's like tried and true, basically.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, they specifically call out couples counseling, depression and anxiety treatment, and individual therapy as areas where this like evidence-based approach really shines.
Yeah.
So like thinking about Sarasota specifically, you know.
Yeah.
What are some of the nuances you've seen in those areas, like in our local community?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Sarasota has such a fascinating mix of people, right? You've got retirees, young professionals, families, and they're all facing like different kinds of pressures.
Right, right.
So like in couples counseling, I've noticed that financial stress is huge here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, you know, adjustments to retirement and even those challenges of like lending families, you know, these are all things that come up a lot here.
Oh, totally.
And so a psychologist who is trained in these evidence-based techniques like emotionally focused therapy, which has, you know, a lot of great research behind it, can be super helpful for couples navigating those very specific issues.
So it's not just like generic relationship problems. It's actually tailored to like the Sarasota experience.
Exactly. It's understanding the context, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Because everybody's coming from different places and different experiences.
Right.
You got to consider that, right?
Okay. So then what about depression and anxiety treatment?
Right.
Because the website specifically calls out CBT and IPT as like proven effective.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Yeah. Can you break those down for us a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy is like amazing for those conditions.
Okay.
I mean, it really helps you identify and challenge those like negative thought patterns that can just, you know, take over when you're dealing with depression or anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really interesting is that in a place like Sarasota, you know, with this big focus on image and lifestyle,
right,
a lot of those negative thoughts might be centered around things like social status or financial success.
Okay.
Or even like aging, you know? Right. And so a skilled CBT therapist can help you kind of unpack those very specific anxieties and help you develop healthier coping mechanisms, you know, ways to deal with all that.
It's almost like you're getting a customized approach.
Exactly. It's like tailoring it to you in your specific situation. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so then what about IPT or interpersonal therapy?
Right.
How does that fit into all of this?
Well, IPT is all about the connections between our relationships and our mood.
Oh.
So, like, think about all the transitions that people go through, especially here in Sarasota. You know, maybe you moved here for retirement or your kids just left the nest or you're dealing with the loss of a loved one in this, like, close-knit community, IPT can really help you process those shifts and build stronger, more supportive relationships, which can be absolutely crucial in managing depression.
Yeah, no, I'm really seeing how, like, the local context matters here.
Absolutely.
It's not just therapy in a vacuum. It's really about how these approaches can actually address the very specific anxieties and experiences of people living in Sarasota.
That's exactly it. It's like therapy with, you know, a Sarasota flavor.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's such a unique place.
Okay, so it's not just limited to those conditions, right?
Right.
Like, individual therapy with a psychologist can cover such a wide range of issues.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about everything from grief and loss to work stress, you know, even maybe anxieties that are specifically related to all the changes and development happening in Sarasota.
Oh, that's such a good point. Like, all the development here has been a huge topic of conversation.
Right, exactly.
I could definitely see how those changes, you know, all the construction, the traffic, all that could be super stressful for people.
Absolutely. And it's all about finding healthy ways to cope with that, right? Because change can be tough.
Totally. Now, the source also pointed out a key difference between psychologists and, like, other mental health professionals.
Yeah.
Can you kind of unpack that for us?
Sure. So basically, a psychologist has a doctoral degree, which means they've spent years and years studying human behavior.
Okay.
Plus, they've got to do a ton of supervised clinical experience before they can practice on their own.
So it's not just, like, book smarts.
Right. It's putting all that knowledge into action in a safe and ethical way.
Okay. So for our listener, you know, what does all that really mean in practical terms? Like, how does that actually affect them?
Well, think of it like layers of expertise, right? Yeah. A psychologist has the training to go beyond just treating the symptoms that you're presenting with.
Right.
They can really dig deep, you know, connect the dots, understand the underlying causes of what's going on, and then develop a very personalized strategy to help you.
It's like they're a detective for your mind.
In a way, yeah. And especially in a community like Sarasota, where you have people from all walks of life with such diverse backgrounds and experiences,
right,
that nuanced understanding of human behavior can be incredibly valuable.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad we did this deep dive today.
Me too.
It's not about fear-mongering, right?
No, none at all.
It's about giving our listener the knowledge to make informed choices.
Exactly.
About their mental health journey, especially here in Sarasota.
And I'll leave you with, this research is key. Even if you're not in Sarasota, you know, take the time to understand the qualifications and approach of any mental health professional you're thinking about working with.
Such good advice.
It's an investment in your well-being. You're worth it, right?
Couldn't agree more. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay. Sounds good.
Until next time.
Bye, everyone.